Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get ready for Blog Talk. Okay, let's start off with prayer. Father God, we're coming to you honestly and openly on tonight, God, asking you to touch us, asking you to touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our eyes, our ears, even our lips, oh God. Touch us that we want look at things in our flesh. We would only look at it and see it the way you see it, but God, we would not speak things the way we will speak it through our spirit. We would only speak what you say, oh Lord. When we hear things, God, we would hear it and just ask you, God, to cover our ears that it don't penetrate our spirit and our soul. God, we just ask you to touch our hearts that we won't judge people on our intake of what we think it should be, God. We ask you to give us a heart that you have for us, oh God. We're asking you to just touch us, keep us, teach us and train us. Give us a spirit of being tolerable, teachable, and willing to do your will, oh God. For that, God, we just ask you to cover our household, cover us, cover every family member, oh Lord. Cover our jobs, cover our going ins, coming out. Oh God, we just ask you to do what only you could do, God. Open our understanding, God. Let us know that you sought all you're getting. Get our understanding. God, teach us how to want to be in your word. Give us a yearning for your word, a hunger for your word, a desire for your word, not just to get your word, God, but to live by your word, to apply your word to our whole life, God. Let your word penetrate our spirit that when we find ourselves doing the things that it said we should do, God, we will come before you and to you and say, God, that right there, that's what I need you to get. That right there, God. God, first let your word on tonight in this service, God, fall on me as it fall on anyone else that finds themselves in this situation. And for those that don't think they're in this situation, God, let this word penetrate them till they find where they fit, that they can address it with you. Oh, God, just cover America, cover our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, our towns, and our suburbs. God, we just ask you to do these things. Take us, God, take us and put us under your loving care. Keep your blood around us. God, keep your healing hands on us. God, for all of those that's in the hospital, all of those that need to go to the hospital, all of those that suffer right now from loss of whatever the need may be, whether it's physical, family members, or financial, God, just cover us. Teach us how to depend on you, to look to the hills for which cometh our help, because we know our help coming from you, O Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening, Minister Margot. Thanks for tuning in. I was saying earlier, I was still still in awe of your service, your ministry on last Monday, that when you said you was going to tell on yourself, that it just stayed with me all week long, that I just kept hearing it over and over, the words that you ministered to us, that it really touched my spirit. To just say, God, I want to be at the place where I can tell on myself. I don't want nobody talking about me to you. I don't care if they talk about me to somebody else, God, but to you, God, I don't want to be a stumbling block for anybody else. But God, whatever I'm doing, God, teach me how to get before you. And then I was talking, you know, to Prophet Antoine Thomas. And he was sharing some things with me, and I said to him, yep, it's good when you can tell on yourself, and it's bad when you start believing your own lies. So God gave that to me on tonight, that when you start believing your own lies, you know, you can believe that somebody else believed it, or you could even believe that you ain't lying, but you are. Let me just read this little note I had wrote today. There are many ways that we could describe deceit or lies to ourselves, because we want to believe what we are doing is right. Many of us Christians say to ourselves and think, I can't stop doing this. Or as Apostle Elect Thomas used to say, I have the can't help it. I can't stop. I don't know how to stop. But we find ourselves saying that certain things that we're doing is just not right. And there's certain things we're doing that we know is not right because we find it hard for us to stop, but we know that other people need to stop. Now, when we stop and think and we try to walk away from a situation, a person, or a place, we always try to find a reason why we need to stay because we believe we are helping this situation or this person. To be honest, all we have to do is just tell ourselves, I find pleasure in what or who I'm doing something with. We can't let it go because we feel that we find pleasure in it. But if we be honest, we can go to God and say, God, I don't know why I find pleasure in this and why this feels so good to me. Let's be honest, okay? But we know it is not bad for us to do everything because we know that everything that glitter ain't gold. And we know that everything and everybody that's with us or around us is not healthy for us. We go out of our ways to convince ourselves that it's okay. We will find someone that will make us feel good, that will agree with us, tell us it's okay, God knows your heart. But God knows in your heart there's no good things that dwell within man, especially if he does not apply God into his life. We justify our lives, our wrongdoings. We even justify why we can't even read the Bible. Our conscience says, no, stop lying to yourself. But we say, God knows my heart. Now, hey, Minister Sylvia, thank you for joining in. Praise the Lord. When we know that God knows our heart, why do we find it so easy to not apply our heart to God's word? Because if God knows our heart, we should know his word. And when his word tells us to stop lying to ourselves, we need to know that lying is a sin. He said no sin will enter in. So I have some scriptures. Really, I have a lot of scriptures. But let's start off with, if you could turn with me, let's see what Romans 14 and 23 says. Okay? Let's go there. So a lot of the scriptures I'm just going to give you because you can go back later and read them. So, ooh, are these little thin papers on this, in this word. 14 and 23 says, and he that doubteth, I'm sorry, and he that doubleth and damned if he eat because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So when you do things that's not pleasing to God and you do things that God is not happy with, where does that leave us? In a lying place in ourselves, for one. First natural, then spiritual. A lying self. Hey, Sonia, thanks for joining in. Love you too. A lying place and ourself. That's where we should see ourselves. The other place that it leaves us is a lying spirit in front of God. So when you could tell yourself something and you know that what you're telling yourself isn't true, but yet it's still you keep doing it. Like, say you knew you were supposed to pay your rent, but instead of paying your rent, you bought some red bottoms because you wanted to go out there and hang out with the girls and let them see you could afford some red bottoms too, which you know you really didn't need those red bottoms first and foremost, but second of all, you couldn't afford it. Now, I don't have no red bottoms, not unless I step into paint. Now, I have friends that have red bottoms, and I tell them how nice they look on them. But I'm not going to wear no red bottoms because I'm a big girl, and most red bottoms I see are stilettos. And most stilettos I see are 4 inches or higher. Now, at this age and this weight, I don't even want to go past a kitten heel, you know, because one thing I do know, I ain't trying to fall down, because if all this here, all of this here hits the ground, something's going to happen. I don't think the ground going to move, but I know some stuff in me going to move. I ain't trying to break nothing. Really, I'm not. So I turn to Proverbs 30, and I want to read verse 20. It says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Okay. Let's read that again. 30 and 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipe her mouth and said, I have done no wickedness. So, what do you think she could be eating? She can be speaking on somebody's life, speaking lies over them, and it's like she eating up their reputation, whether it's to her children, to her friends, to her family, or just people that sees her that says maybe she's getting too much attention. But then if she's confronted, she'll probably, you know, wipe her mouth off and say, I didn't say that. Oh, that's not what I meant. See, like, it was like this, it happened like this. Sometimes you have to be really conscious of the people you're hanging around, the people you being around. So you can hang around people, but you can be around people too. It's two different things. Like, I can hang out with some of my riding buddies, but I be around people at work. You see what I'm saying? Or I can be around people in the store. And people could just be saying some things about someone that you know, instead of getting in on the conversation, you need to be walking away from the conversation or say, we're going to pray for them as I'm going to pray for you and me, but that's one thing we're not going to talk about. So don't get in on the conversation, because see, it could easily turn around and be said, you said that. So we're going to take that right there and hold on to it. So I have another little scripture. It's, I'm saying, like, saying I'm a Christian, but don't live it, okay? Let's go to Luke 6 and 46, okay? We're going to go there together. Luke 6 and 46. Okay? As you hear, I'm turning my Bible, so I'm getting there with you. You know how the church say, when you get it, say amen. When you get it, put up some thumbs saying you got it. Luke and 46. Y'all got it yet? Y'all got it yet? I can get this page to turn. I'm going to have it. I need to put up some thumbs, because I can't. Come on. What I need to do is slow down before I tear this page. Come on now, page. You're holding me up. I had my marker, but I guess I didn't mark this one. Okay, Luke 6 and 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Okay, it's right here. Luke 6 and 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So when you have that right there, and that's what Jesus said, 47 say, Whosoever cometh to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now, a lot of times we could do stuff or say stuff and get caught in a situation, and then we want to go to God and say, oh, God, help me. Help me to get out of this. But when, before you got caught up in it, you was okay with it. You didn't have to go nowhere. You didn't have to say nothing. You didn't need to do nothing because you hadn't get caught up in it yet. You got some things that you just tell yourself. Like, say you, you know, one day you, now, don't nobody get mad at me, but if you do, I'm okay with it. Say one day your hair real, real short. The next day is real, real long. You know, I once heard a guy say, fool me. He said, fool me with the hair. If it's short today, at least go a little longer the next day. Gradually get it in. But don't come in with your hair so short that you could, I could almost see your thoughts. But then the next day you come in, they all the way down here. You know, hey, fruit, how you doing, baby? Then sometimes you can, person to see today, you got regular eyelashes, and the next day they see you, they, your eyelashes like this. They want you to just stand by them and just blink your eyes, especially if it's hot outside. They just want you to fan them. You know, so a lot of times they'll say, don't just ease out there, just bang. You know, some things you ought to not say and some things you ought to not do, especially when you know it's misleading. You know, it's like if you know your hair is not 27 inches long, don't get mad with somebody. Say something about it. Especially if your roots don't match the grade of the hair. That's a whole nother subject right there. Your roots don't match the grade of the hair, but you got that silky, straight, wavy, beautiful hair, but your naps are saying, hello, I need some attention. That's what your roots are saying. I need some attention because me and what you put on, we ain't going together. We're on a separate date. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it going. I understand, Margo, it's a trend, but some trends need to blend, you know, but maybe it's just me, but I'm just saying. Now, another thing we do is we lie to ourselves about our lifestyle, okay? Now, if you have someone that every time he tell you to call him, or her, it's after a certain time. Stop lying to yourself. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. You know what it is. If you have somebody that every time you want to go out, they got a reason why they didn't show up, but we can't do this. Stop fooling yourself. Because if I can't be seen with you, something's wrong, or they can't be seen with you, something's wrong. Hey, Sing, how you doing? When you look up, if you are around someone that tells you they love you, look at the timing of the love. Is the hand out, or are they waiting for, I'm going to just show you. Are they waiting for car keys, or are they waiting for the motorcycle keys? Which key are they waiting on? Now, the car key got the house key with it. The motorcycle key just got the motorcycle key with it. So, look at the timing. If, okay, we know this is July, almost August. It's, well, should put it like this. This is the end of the month, almost the first of the month. When was the last time, you know that record say, have you seen him? When was the last time you seen him? Or the other record said, Brandy ran away. So if Brandy, is she coming back? You need to know what time it is. Uh-huh. Margo, Mr. Margo just say, what love got to do with it? Got to do with it. What the love got to do with it? It's the love of what you're doing for me, or I love what you're doing to me. Let's rewind it. The love of what you're doing for me, or the love of what you're doing to me. I would tell you anything, everything, and whatever thing I need to tell you to get to you. Now, the first of the month is coming, so it's kind of hot outside, so somebody really don't care if you kind of throw them out or put them out. They really don't live there anyway. They got someplace else they wants to be. Not want to be, wants to be. Now, also, yeah, I know what's going to happen in a couple of more months, right? Some is going to a couple of weeks. I'm going to back up a little bit. In a couple of weeks or so, somebody's going to get a stimulus check. Now, I know a lot of y'all out there lying to yourself about these small businessmen's grants y'all got. So y'all done lied to yourself. But don't think you're going to keep lying and the government ain't going to come at you. Mm-hmm. Now, but anyway, that's another service. Uh-huh. Now, as Minister Sylvia say, whatever you want to hear, you need to hear. I'm a big girl. So if a person walk up to me and say, hey, Slim, first of all, I'm going to have to remember I'm saved, because you know ain't nothing Slim on me. Nothing. Now, back to my subject. Some people finna get some stimulus checks, so those people that bought them new cars with all that little money they got, they're going to need some work on the cars, even if it's not the motor. They're going to need some rims, a paint job, a sound system, or, you know, something, or a motor, something. They're going to need some something, so they're going to need your help. All of a sudden, you're going to become bae and boo and, ooh, you so good to me. I don't know what I would do without you. Mm-hmm. That's going to start happening. Then after that time is over, guess what else happened? It's time to do income tax check. Y'all know all them little videos and stickers finna go around on Facebook with these guys, with these girls, because they getting this check. Yes, Margo, please, please, please. They gonna sound like James Brown for real. They finna start doing whatever they have to do for this stimulus check, because, see, they need you to stimulate their life. And you got some women out here that'll say, go ahead, baby, do what you got to do, because she got to look good, too. Her new silk front ain't got no more silk on the front. Her new lace front ain't got no more lace on the side, and in the back it's starting to separate. Yeah, well, you can start seeing where it separated. Uh-huh. So, and the lashes kind of missing something on the middle because the ends is popped up. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, we walking around here with mink lashes. Y'all know the mink lashes got some eggs on it, and I ain't talking about no scrambled eggs. Y'all better stop lying to yourself. Don't get me wrong. Yes, I like makeup. I like makeup. Makeup is to enhance. But, baby, when that makeup change your whole atmosphere, change who you are, so when a person see you again, they walk up to you and ask, is she here? And you look at her, it's me, and it's, no. Is you here? You know, I once knew a young man named Freddie. We grew up with, we stayed out west on Walnut. And he was, he needed something. He was liking this girl, but she was not pleasing to the eye, as Freddie would say. Freddie said he had to drink to be around her. See, he knew what would help him lie and tell the best lie he could. He said he would get so drunk that he told her one time she was getting pretty by the minute. But she didn't notice every time he told her she was getting pretty, he would have to take a drink. Now, you know that's a big lie when you got to drink for your vision to change for somebody else to look pretty to you. I said that to say this. If when you put on makeup, that makeup makes you look so extravagant, you ain't just lied to yourself. They show you the tricks on Facebook. I done seen them where they take you and, like these spots I got on my face. I'm not finna do all that. I'm not going to spend 3 hours to cover up no spot on my face that I know is up under the makeup. And when I take the makeup off, I got to see that spot again. I'm not going to do it. It's some beautiful women out here. Stop lying to yourself. And what you say, so? Stop lying to yourself and know that you are beautiful. inside and out. And especially when you put God in your life, God's glory would shine on you so, and it would shine through you that, you know how you meet someone and once you get to know them, you say, you know what? When you get to know them, their personality, you don't even see the rest of it because you see that inner man in them shining through. So I'm saying that to say, once you apply God in your life and you live by the word will make you beautiful. In the Bible, it's, what does it say? Something about a God to give you beauty for ashes. For your ashes, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but I'm trying to tell you something. When you stop lying to yourself, because not only is sin, sin is ugly. Sin will make you lie to yourself about yourself. What you say, Margo? Let your light shine. When we was kids, we used to sing that stuff. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. We would sing that song because, see, once the glory of God covers you and it comes through you, people will not see the ugly because, see, it's bad, what you say, so God will make beauty for your ashes, okay? When God starts to shine through you, not only do people see the God in you and see the God penetrating to you, that makes them draw nearer to you. Where you know how you would see a woman with a man and say, oh, she is so beautiful, why is she with him? See, it's something you don't know. Ain't always because of what he got. Sometimes a beautiful woman would take an average-looking man or a man that none of us would look at, let's be honest, and she takes him because she knows that he makes sure honey don't want for nothing. I'm trying to tell you, when you got a man in your life or a woman in your life, this is for the men now, when the men have a woman in their life and the woman have a man in their life that takes care of you and you don't want for nothing, like you said, Sonia, the personality, when they provide for you, the word of God said, the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. So when you stop lying to yourself that he looked good to me, yeah, but how is he treating you at home? Or should I say, how are you allowing him to treat you at home? Because there's some, what's the proper word? There's some restrictions. There's some levels, and there's a point you have to get to and say, I may not have an octagon that says STOP to put in front of you, but you have to let a person know how far to go. Even with yourself, you have to let yourself go know how far to go. I'm going to stop lying. You have to get to the point that like me and my sister talks all the time. We had a cousin that used to tell stories, lies all the time. And she was talking to the apostle one time saying, why people don't believe me? And the apostle said, because you lie so much, people don't want to believe. They think you're still lying. So you have to know when people are labeling you as we had the cartoon, and then we had the play, and then we had the little movie called The Lion King. But I have a friend that I've been knowing almost all my life. He tells so many lies. We call him the Lion King, L-Y-I-N-G, King, because every time he opens his mouth, it's a lie. And each lie is more extravagant than the last. Yeah, I use that word right there, extravagant. Now, he don't tell no little lies. He tells extravagant lies. Mm-hmm. And he lies so much that I don't even think he know how to tell the truth. But he lies so much that he just know he's in a lie. Now, it's bad when you label a lion king or a queen. But it's bad when you look in the mirror and you lie to yourself. It's bad when you can't even look in the mirror because you know you don't even like what you saw. And I read in the Bible earlier, I just didn't write it down, but it talks about when a man looks in the mirror. You know, so I've got some scriptures here. This is for lying to yourself. Romans 14 and 23, Proverbs 30 and 20, James 4 and 17, 2 Timothy 4 and 3. This is when saying I'm a Christian, but don't live it. Luke 6 and 46, James 1 and 26, 1 John 2 and 4, 1 John 1 and 6, 1 John 3, 9 and 10. Then you have things you will get. You think you're getting away with the sin, but then you don't. You're not getting away with it. It's in Galatians 6 and verse 7. Then you have 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10. You have Proverbs 28, verse 13. When you sin, we don't sin. You don't lie. Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 10. Deceiving yourselves with friends. Now, when you deceive yourself with friends, maybe I want to turn to that one real quick. Let's 1 Corinthians 15 and 3. Let's do that. 1 Corinthians 15 and 3. Okay. When you get it, raise your hand or say amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, I meant. 15 and 33. 15 and 33 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. Incorruption, yeah. And his mortal must be put on immortality. So when you sit back and you look at things and you go back and you just say, okay, being wise in your own eyes. Now, that's another one. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Galatians 6 and 3, 2 Timothy 3 and 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 12. We can go to how to know if I'm deceiving myself. First of all, your conscience will tell you if you're deceiving yourself. You got 2 Corinthians 3, 13 and 5. John 16, chapter, verses 7 through 8. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12. 1 John, the 4th chapter, and 1st verse. Now, let's go to James, the book of James, real quick. Okay, let's go to the book of James. We're going to go to the first chapter of the book of James. Okay. Well, my pages are sticking together, so I don't know why the book is sticking. First James. Chapter 1, not 1 James, just the book of James, I'm sorry. Chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Okay, it says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And he beholds himself and goeth his own way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. I think this is the one. Yeah, I did write it down about the mirror. But whosoever looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and committeth therein, he bringeth not a forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed of his deeds. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. I read it in another version where it was like when a man look in the mirror and he walk away, he forget about the man he saw Well, he didn't like the man he saw when he came back. Because when you sit and you lie to yourself and you keep lying to yourself and you keep lying to yourself, the worst thing you could do is start believing your own lie. Now, if you only save on Sundays from the time you walk in the door up until the offering, because now you got the church thing up and you're trying to get out, I think you better think that lifestyle over. Or if you only save on Sundays until church is over, I think you better think that lifestyle over. If when you find yourself in a place that you're repeating or you're constantly repenting, stay in that place before God, because, see, God, in his word, it tells us we will fall. We're not perfect. There's none perfect but one, and that's God. And that's what we have to understand, that we are not God. We are the children of God, who God desires our praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. But stop lying to yourself to say you're saved, or don't go to church looking for a good girl because you want a good wife, because you're pretending to be saved, or you want a good husband because you're pretending to be saved. Don't be them women that go to church because you want to tear down the men of God, or the men going to the church because you want to tear down the women of God. Because one thing we have to understand is they are human. If you're putting your pastor, whether it's male or female, a bishop or apostle, a prophet, on a pedestal, you're doing it wrong, because they are still men and women. They need prayer. They need strength. They need people to hold them up just like you and me. Don't put their children in a place where they're expected to do better than other people because they surpass the kids. Oh, no. They do like anybody else. I tell you what. Let them eat something that's in their stomach, get upset. Watch they act like your kids act. If they fall and hurt themselves, they don't jump up and say, I am not hurt. I am superhuman. I'm the pastor's kid. No, they don't do that. They cry just like anybody else. So stop putting limitations on people, and stop putting expectations on people, and stop living beneath your limits. Stop living above your limits. Get before God to ask God to teach you your limits. Because one thing I do know is, one day I was lost, but God came seeking for me. One day I was filled and covered with sin and lived as such, but God came seeking for me. One day I said, God, I'm a liar. I'm a thief. God, I'm many things, but God, would you forgive me? And when I felt in my heart and my spirit that God forgave me, I got up and I said, God, what church do you want me to go to? And when I started going back to church and I started listening to the men and women of God and I started applying the word to my life, I desired to be saved. Now, some of you all know and some of y'all don't know, I had been in church all my life, but I didn't have church in me. So, you all, we have such a short time to talk about this, but we're going to talk about this again. God is so good that God would teach us how to stop lying to ourselves. God is so good that he said he threw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. He would teach us how to forgive ourselves for the things we have done, because a lot of us are in the place we are because of the things we've done. With that being said, I'm going to say to this, I'm so thankful that you all joined us tonight. I'm so thankful for your comments. I'm so thankful that you all have took time out to listen. And I thank you for just being here. I want to thank all of the comments that came across the line tonight. Blog Talk, I'm going to ask you to hold on a moment. I'm going to say to Facebook, we will be back here next Monday. And just tune in. Keep watching my Facebook postings. And I just want you all to know next Monday is our youth service. It's going to be Oh, for the youth. And I'm excited about that. I asked someone to be our youth minister. I hope it can happen for us. And I'm just excited about what God is doing with this ministry, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. And with that being said, I'm going to go over to Blog Talk and ask, is there anyone on the line that would like to say something concerning the service on tonight? Please speak up now.
Hey, man, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to say I am so grateful that God is teaching us to be people that are integral and be people of honesty because, as you were saying, we need to be honest with ourselves first. And if we practice being honest with God, who already knows if we're being integral or not, we can also practice being integral with ourselves, because too many of us think we've gotten away with something. But if God knows, and if we know, that should be enough to cause us to be integral. So once again, I thank God for him reminding us about the importance of honesty and integrity. Thank you.
Amen, Apostle Alexa Celia. I thank you for that, because I'm asking God to correct some things even in my life. I'm not bragging, I'm explaining. It's some things in my life that I need to straighten out even to this day, that I'm asking God to correct it, because only God can do those things. Nobody else can do it. I do not want to be a stumbling block for anyone. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk would like to have something to say at this time? Okay, so at this time, LaSonia said to send her the Blog Talk information. LaSonia, the Blog Talk information is, our phone number is 310-861-2354. We're here on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have different speakers on Mondays. This Monday coming up is the fifth Monday, so we would have a youth minister, someone to minister to the youth. The first Monday of the month is for Dr. Serena Wright, who ministers on Monday nights. The second Monday of the month is Servant Troy Thomas, who ministers on that Monday. The third Monday night is Minister Margot McCord, who ministers on that Monday. And the fourth Monday of the month is the Monday that I minister. We're also here on Friday nights from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's on Fridays, with the first and third Friday of each month is me, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and on the second and fourth Friday of each month is Prophet Antoine Thomas. If there's a fifth Friday of the month, myself and Prophet Thomas minister together. On Sunday mornings, we have this program, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron. The program is called Let's Talk with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday is the first Monday in August. That's what Margot says. Okay. I better check my calendar. I thought it was the fifth. If Margot is not, if Margot is right, then it's to be Dr. Serena Wright. I don't have my paper in front of me. Anyway, excuse me if I have it backwards. So what I'm saying is that we are so excited about what's going on with this ministry. God is so good. Let me see if Tony got it right. 8 p.m. Central each Monday has a different speaker. Friday, 9, you are the first and third. Sunday mornings are 9:30 a.m. Yes, that's correct. So we would love you all to support all our ministers, pastors, prophets, apostles, our teachers. This is a beautiful ministry. We treat it. This is something that God gave Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. She carries this ministry on her back. You know, she does this out of the goodness of her heart. God has blessed her to be able to do this. You know, we don't collect the offering, but I'm not saying if you all want to bless someone, please do. But we don't collect the offering. As you see, we're in our home settings, so we're not walking around with a plate to each one of us and put something in it. But I just want you all to know, tonight it was stop lying to yourself. Minister Margot kicked it off for me last week when she just testified and said she was going to tell on herself about some things that had happened. And she allowed herself to get in a place where she needed to tell on herself. Prophet Antoine Thomas was sharing something with me that he was studying about how women dealing with pregnancy, how he didn't know that a woman's body can go through the format of making it believe it's pregnant when it's not, and it will produce something. And when it's not, when she's not pregnant with a child, he was sharing that with me, and I said, it's amazing when you can lie to yourself. And that's when it dawned on me. God was telling me that for me and anyone else that's listening, stop lying to yourself concerning this walk with Christ, because he said no sin shall enter in. And with that being said, notice our foundational scripture is, you all can turn to it, is Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is what this ministry is built on, this ministry stands on, and this ministry operates on, the kingdom of God. Yes. With that being said, we're just going to pray real quick, and we're going to end the service. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that listened on tonight, God. Whatever they have before you, oh God, on the altar, God, we ask you to just grant their petition, God. God, bless every household. Bless everyone that was listening. Bless everyone that was on time. Bless everyone that came in the middle, even the ones that came in on the end, God. Bless those that's going to see this in the archives. God, we just ask you right now to cover. God, our cousin Camilla Dickens is at the hospital for whatever reason, God. We're not asking questions. We're just saying show up, God. Show up and do what needs to be done. And for anyone and everyone else that's seeking God right now for something, stay on the altar. Stay before God. Stay in prayer. Keep giving God the praise before. Keep giving him the praise when it happened and even after it happened. Stay in the place of giving God the praise. Don't just stop by when you need something. Stop by and tell God every morning, thank you, Lord, for another day. And with that being said, God, we just say amen to your word, amen to your will. God, let us decrease that you may increase and be the Lord and King of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everybody. Good night, Blog Talk. Thank you all for tuning in.